You know, that first day when we were hearing a description of his background, he sounded like a spook, like a spy. Right. He's got a lot of money. He travels around. He disappears for months at a time. He clearly had some kind of knowledge about guns, but based on what he did. He had his own plane. He sounds like James Bond.
Yeah, I wouldn't give him that that descriptive or that title, but I think it's just because he was just, you know, working in the shadows and nondescript, wasn't out in front of the spotlight. You know, we were a little confused by that. You know, even his electronic history, you know, when we went through all his computer systems and everything else, it was really nondescript. So it's I guess you could say spook, but through our investigation, we determined that's not the case, obviously. But he was nondescript.